Welcome back to Good Food. I love mushrooms. I like eating them, but not nearly as much as I love learning about them. They're mysterious and nearly alien in the way that they grow and the compounds they have. So it shouldn't have been a surprise when they showed up zombified as a main character in a wildly successful series. I admit to being somewhat dismayed, since the public has trouble grasping nuance and loves to fearmonger. Here to talk mushrooms in the context of The Last of Us is Tejal Rao, critic at large for The New York Times. Warning, don't listen if you haven't watched or if you don't want to know the premise of the show. Hi, Tejal.
Hi, Evan.
Do you watch apocalyptic fodder just for entertainment?
I do. I have to admit it. I do. I love a post-apocalyptic show. I love a pandemic, a global pandemic show or movie. I love horror movies. So this combines a lot of that.
Are you hoping to learn something for future survival?
I think that I can't help but go into that mode a little bit when I'm watching these. But at the same time, I am aware, I try to stay aware that it's fiction. You know, that's part of why I was really tickled when I learned that Paul Stamets, who's one of this country's best known mycologists, had watched the first two episodes of this zombie thriller show and then posted about it on Facebook because he felt like he had to emphasize the fact that no cordyceps, a mushroom, well, a kind of parasitic fungus, isn't capable of turning humans into flesh-eating zombies. It's not real. It's just a show. Don't worry.
Yeah. which is nuts when you think about it.
It's nuts. And he wasn't the only one. There were so many posts, you know, right after that first episode came out. And the first episode is quite brutal. You know, you witness the world falling into violent chaos. But I kept seeing these posts featuring mycologists and fungal biologists assuring people that, you know, cordyceps can't do this to us. Everyone calm down.
I was sort of upset that they used the name of an actual mushroom that exists in the world as their evil vector.
Yeah, I wonder if the name of the mushroom had been fictional, if people wouldn't have been quite so rattled.
And also, I was fascinated by the idea of the premise of how the pandemic took hold, the way one of the main characters feels that it probably came from a contaminated batch of staple food, like flour or sugar, shipped all over the globe and causes this global pandemic over a weekend.
Yeah, I mean, the industrial food system would certainly be a very efficient way to deliver a pandemic. So it was quite scary and a little too close to, you know, we have such frequent recalls and problems. We're so used to it being in the news that, you know, maybe part of it was that it felt a little too close to reality.
So the vector that zombifies humans in The Last of Us is a very particular mushroom that has been called a zombie fire. In and of itself. Can you tell us about this particular mushroom the writers chose to make the main character?
So cordyceps do, you know, they do, there are a bunch of varieties. They do exist in real life and they're parasitic. So they will take over, in most cases it's ants, but in some cases other insects. This is going to sound quite horrifying, but they start taking over the insect's brain and essentially turning it into what we consider a zombie. And that's, you know, great for the fungus and terrible for the ant. And the show imagines a very similar cordyceps, a mutation of that fungus that lives in people and spreads from person to person, turning them into a zombie.
You say in your essay that mushrooms have a way of making us consider the things we prefer to avoid. Can you expand on that a bit?
Yeah, you know, mushrooms are complicated, and a lot of people have a fear of mushrooms or tend to find them a little unsettling. And, you know, it's in part, it's because mushrooms appear at the very end of things. They tend to signal death. They thrive in rot, and they bloom in decomposition, and they quite literally work to decay organic matter. And the other way of looking at that process is that it's regenerative, which it is, and it's vital, which it is. But, you know, not everyone wants to think about death that way, or to think about death at all. And mushrooms have a sneaky way of making us do that.
At a time when more and more people are interested in foraging and taking classes, and so many people are turning to microdosing and taking various mushroom nutritional supplements, it's odd that our relationship to them is still so fraught.
It's true. It's so complex. I think that this anxiety over mushrooms and over a fictional fungal pandemic maybe reflects this flickering awareness that, you know, we're asking too much of mushrooms. You know, we want them to save us in our day-to-day lives. We want adaptogenic mushrooms, which have been used medicinally for centuries in China and other parts of Asia. We want them to ease our anxiety, help us focus, make us happier, make our skin better, help us go to sleep. Just, you know, we're really relying on them and thinking of them as saviors in a way. And it's true that we know that there are species of fungus that can break down oil in salt water or absorb radiation, clean toxins from the soil. But I don't know if that means it's reasonable to sort of expect them to rescue us from all the damage we're doing to the earth and from climate change. You know, just because they can kind of clean up our messes doesn't mean they want to.
They just want to live.
Yes.
How are some artists trying to change how we see mushrooms?
Yeah, the artist Jay Rim Lee had this wildly popular TED Talk recently about a burial suit that she designed that was seeded with mushrooms. And the idea was to kind of make people think differently about death and its rituals, and to have a smaller environmental impact after you die. So the idea is that you would wear this burial suit and kind of invite the mushrooms to decay your body quickly and efficiently and naturally, rather than using all of the chemicals that we use now in burials. And people were absolutely horrified by that idea, and I think thrilled by it too. I think famously a few actors have since used that burial suit, and the artist has actually turned that into a real business since then.
Wow. I love this conversation, and I love even more that it happened because of a post-apocalyptic television show. Thank you so much, Tejal.
Thank you, Evan.
That was critic at large for the New York Times, Tejal Rao, talking about mushroom fear in the context of The Last of Us, which just wrapped its first season.